we assume that the black satisfies the requirement of Dorot HaKotan, that Kotan being more precise. That's the assumption of Kol HaPoskim against the Chazon Ish. As it is claimed that what kind of business is no sorceress, that the rest should work. The only sorceress is in the Mordechai, who talks about a Kedera Reikonis. But the Chazon Ish says a Kedera Reikonis, you have an upside down pan, so this pan can be reminded of the home, can limit the heat. But this is straight blood, that's just a piece of flat tin. But the Mishnah doesn't deny anything. But he denies the area's existence of this blood concept as such. But the Lord caused him to disagree with him. And they say that the covering of the fire of the blood sends the Chazonish. As it is claimed that what kind of business is mostly no sources, the rest should work. The only source that is in the Mordechai, who talks about a Kedera Reikonis. But the Chazonish says a Kedera Reikonis, you have an upside down pan. So this pan can be reminded of a home, can limit the heat. But this is straight blood, that's just a piece of flat tin. But the Mishnah doesn't deny anything. So he denies the area's existence of this blood concept as such. But the Lord talks and disagree with him. And they say that the covering of the fire of the blood suffices. Not so cautious. The B'Alotha at the very beginning, in Reishon Gimel Sif Aleph, being derived from Rashi, in the beginning of Parakira, that the covering of the kira is not considered to be kotan. So the Purusha Rashi. So the way out is to say that the idea of covering represents. We spoke about it in the past. And it bears a custom of covering. Covering is what we call a heker, something unusual. If it's not unusual, it doesn't mean anything. So in the olden days, their kira was a box. Right? And you putting a cover on top of it would not necessarily be considered something unusual. You had a box with a towel in the middle, and you want to put something on top of it, it shouldn't burn. So you put a covering. That wasn't anything unusual, Rashi would hold. However, it's manenu, that it's left up on the top of the fire, something very unusual. It's not ordinarily done for non-halakhic purposes. So therefore, it would be considered sufficient to be considered a heker. Let's not forget, the Rana of the Mishnah said that the purpose of the ketumah is to make a heker. So therefore, it seems to me that the it suffices as a heker. I understand the difference. In those days they had a cavity. You had to put a cover on top. You want to put the pot that shouldn't fall in and get too hot and burn. Today our fires are flat. So you said, wash the other covering. The answer is, if the guy would, can I borrow your blood? So what's that? But in the old days, even the guy would have a cover for his kira, which things should burn. That's the point that I think has to be made in this regard. Now, the question that becomes, what about the part of the blood which is less than Yatzel Eretzel?
What about the fact that our covering is not in the place of the Shekiah?
That's a very good question. Well, Baron Kruppler held, quoted in the Rabbi Ida Sefer, that you don't use the blood at all. That the whole point of the blood, at least as far as Shekiah is concerned, the whole point of the blood is Shem Yechad and Begatholim. Nowadays, the only Shekiah that's possible is by the handles. Cover the handles, but he said. Rav Moshe said, no, Rav Moshe wrote it through, but not that way. And since it's Akonis Chazal to cover the fire, so we are not balabasas to change it. We are our requirement to cover the fire. You don't even have to cover the handles. You want to be willing to cover both. But the breath that goes this way and goes down covers the fire and the breath. And it covers the fire and the handles. So my problem, I'm not knowing if you want to do that. But our peaker did, before we cover the fire, that's considered the eker heker, which the Chazal made. Rav Moshe, the difference tomorrow, which he just throws in, doesn't pass in this way. And maybe we shouldn't need a blood at all nowadays, because we're not machadah b'gachol. We don't play with coals. What we do is we may raise the gas, we add fuel to the fire. So Rav Moshe had to find somewhere, we had to find a zera, shemi yosef gachol, but shemi yosef delek. So if that's the case, there should be no question, shemi yachad at all, but man hazeh. But the gist of it is halacha of alo lemaisa. We assume that the Shem Yechad official applies even in our circumstances. But nevertheless, the way out of it is to cover the fire. Right. You don't cover the fire. Somewhere beyond. But now let's go back to this. You have this big bleh. Some of them have the two kinds of bleh. The two burner and the four burner. The big bleh that cover four burners, and you have one fire on the corner. It's not so hot, because in the other corner, diagonally across the big left, it could be reached the point where not only is it not on top of the fire, it may not even be Yatzel Eretzel. And really what's determining factor is not whether the tin is Yatzel Eretzel, whether the food on top of that tin in a pot would reach Yatzel Eretzel or not. If it would not, then what's the halakhic status? Can you put something from the refrigerator, right, and take it from the piece of cold pudding and put it on that corner of the blep with less than yatsa. We have a rule, less than yatsa. So let us know, it's nothing. Hetzer gomer. That's the pashtus. This pashtus led the Vilna Gaon, and the Mr. Brewer who spoke him, to the magia in the Ramah. Simulation in Gimel. The Ramah, as we have it, seems to indicate that there's some kind of a prohibition, even in a case where it's less than Yatza, let us know, in Sipay, page 46. It's a case of Ofo Meir of Shabbos. If Yesh Machmir Bezeh, then it says, V'im Achon Kotach V'tana Shiyatza, let us know, Osir. That implies that they were talking before with less than Yatza, let us know. The Vilna Gaon took out the vote. Yesh Machmir Bezeh, Im Achon. Then is there a Machmir. But less than Yatza, let us know, Nishtor Vos Tereh, there's nothing to talk about. Less than Yatza, let us know, is never included in the Eretz Chazal. That's what we assume as the rule, that the Shitas HaGroh. How do you defend this gift? I don't know if you spend too much time defending a gift if you think it's improper. You know, if the printer made a mistake, if you defend the printer shita. But apparently many centuries follow this printer, so maybe there's something to it. How can you defend it? So we can defend it with the bone of the Chazon Ish, and that's relevant to our discussion of the Blech as well. The Chazon Ish claimed that although it's true, that less than Yatza Letter goes nothing, but you can't expect every single Yid to know, or Yidna, to know exactly where the borderline is. So here's Yatza Letter go, and beyond it is not. I gotta know. It's an expression in Limsuk, the Palecha, Vaecha, Parosha, the other. I said, you be the one to be Koveya, the boundary, the borderline. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says, you have an oven. And in deep in the oven, it's Yatza Letter go. And towards the mouth of the oven, it's less than Yatza Letter go. Says the Chazon Ish, you can't even put the pot and then near the mouth of the oven, with less than Yatza Letter go. Why not? Because it's a gzera. He made up his own gzera. He considered, I guess, part of Gzera's Chazal. But he has to have a boundary. You can't just put it down here. Because an inch further in, maybe you're ready to be Yatza Letter go. That may be a way to defend, potentially, this Ramah, according to the old gears. If you look at the original source in the Beis Yosef, it's not that way. But at least it makes it defensible logically. Yes? The Gemara never mentioned Yatza Letter Zvah in the context of Hachzor. Only mentioned Yatza Letter Zvah in a different context, not in the days, which discussing whether it's, you know, Mevasho or not Mevasho. But they don't say mutlak al chilu in a case where you can't be so certain whether we're exactly what the water is within a time. That's what he said. Now, so here we have the blef. So Rabbi Ayer writes in the Sefer, the same Chazon Ish should apply to the blef. Half the blef is Yatza Letter. Half is not Yatza Letter. There's no line. I know. Every week could be different. But how the fire is exactly. It's not exactly. There's so many variables. You don't know exactly what the line is. So he wants to answer the entire blef based upon this form of the Chazon Ish. There's a difference though. The Chazon Ish talked about in an oven. And the Ayah talked about on a blef. So that's the next question. What is the part of the blef that's not on the fire? What halakhic status does that have? Is that smicha, which we spoke about last week? Or is that considered al-gabi ha'esh? What should that depend upon? L'chol, I would say it should be al-gabi ha'esh. I'll tell you why. It's a tesis. Tesis of its interakira. And that Lama Zion says, what's called smicha? Shani hocha, the dofne kira mapsikin de no vila esh. What is a kira? They have a cavity, like this. It's a back. Okay? They have a back like this, four walls, and there's the pot in the cavity. Okay? That's considered the tocha. That's a very serious prohibition. The tocha, we assume, is always going to be up. That's one of the problems with the back pot. But the people who want to take a crack pie out and put it back in again, in my opinion, it's awful. Because it is what's called Hatzorah with Tohati. It's fitted, almost tapered, almost perfectly to fit right in. It's with Tohati. So that's a big problem. The problem of the Hatzorah balance is not, you don't have to go into it at all. It's a serious issue. But we're talking about Al-Gabi, Al-Gabi Akiva. That's the whole discussion in the subject that we're talking about. What is Smicha? Right over here. Put the pot over here, the person says, the dolphin master. This dolphin is master between the fire is here, and the dolphin is here, and the pot is here. That's called smicha. If that's the case of breath, there's no dolphin master. There's no wall which you erect, a vertical wall separate between the pot and the fire. So my personal opinion is that we should consider the breath to be al-gabah, and not to be smicha. But there are others who say it's considered to be smicha. So I thought like this. But Moshe will see what he says. Not so 100% clear what Moshe holds in this matter. My point is, if you're going to consider it to be smicha, it seems to me it's impossible to apply the chumrah of the chavanism in this regard. Which means, you know, you can't draw a line. You have to draw a line. Otherwise, it'd be also till the Pacific Ocean. Go after forever. It's all one big smich. If this one is in the Tanner, or consider Al Gabi or Eish, then the Chavadish says, we don't draw a distinction. The Chazal made a low plug. We claim that any which is Al Gabi or Eish, even if it's removed and it's not after let us go, they ask it there or to there. But you don't know exactly where the line is. So something is going to be considered smicha, and you're going to say it's after you have to let us go, then you can't say anything 20 feet away from a fire. That's unheard of. That's what I thought. This shadow depends upon whether the bless is considered al-gaba or if it's considered smicha. It in turn, I think, depends upon the person of Lama Zayin Manal. Is indeed the dolphin mastic a necessity? Yes or no? Some say yes and some say no, and the person is acceptable by halacha. Not so clear. Not so clear. Not so clear. The Agos Mordechai, for example, says you don't need a dolphin mastic. Don't need it. You don't need. Okay. But if it was considered the blast of the smicha, then the bottle of the fire, we can discuss the issue whether you're allowed to take something from the refrigerator and put it on top of the blast even where it will reach out the lettuce from. Maybe that should also be motor. We spoke about it last week. Ramon suggests a possible cooler. Smicha, what we call hanacha lechatchila. Ramah said, it's cornbread, as we said earlier, the minigas that he make, we explained this week by Richas, that he made a tushtel, a comparison, between Hanocha al-Gabe, Hanocha l'chatchila, al-Gabe kira tuma, to a smicha l'chatchila samuch l'kira, even if it's ain't a tuma, for that matter. And the comparison is, but in both cases, it's butler shir rishona, and now the question is not directly on top of the fire mamish. And the real issue was the butler which depended upon the old ran, like the ran Ramon Sid Beis, which is the principle of butler shir rishona apply on Shabbat. Remember the ran rishona only applied to the rough before Shabbat and put it back down on Shabbat. So therefore, although the Ramon Sid Beis no to the hakel, since we already explained last week that the Ramah himself said told the Hachem and Sivvei. The Chazanish didn't hold Sivvei as a mistake. The Ramah is a misunderstanding of the Yishalmi. So therefore,